I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Oh, not allowed. Well, I don't know about you, but I think that Christmas, or whatever you want to call it, is a good time of the year for everybody to put their differences aside and just have a damn good time. I mean, way back when, even in the war, Christmas Day, they kind of stopped fighting. But our worlds and countries are full of nasty people now, aren't they? And they want us to cancel Christmas and cancel anything that is nice. Or they want to twist it about to make it about them. And these people are very angry and upset all the time. And of course, the feminist movement has morphed into something that is basically just men-hating. I mean, 50% of the planet is men, and they want to hate all of them. And you get a lot of these feminists that are very vocal all the time, and they're angry. And they're always crying the victim, aren't they? And they're loud, of course. But then you get those quiet feminists. They may even be with a man in a relationship. But they say they're a feminist because they just want to join the herd. And it may help them get more handouts from the government and get better advantage. Because most femmes want something for nothing. They aren't really prepared to put the work in. But if you take a look around, you'll see that feminism has destroyed femmes' lives mostly. Oh yes, it may be good when they're young and they're feminists. But when they get a bit older, they will realize that they have nothing. Except maybe a well-used vagina. And femmes are usually very short-sighted, aren't they? They can't see the forest for the trees. And the less said about the Me Too movement, the better. We all know what that really is, don't we, guys? And of course there are some femmes on this planet that aren't feminists. That are kind of normal. But men will consider them feminists too. So they will lose out as well. I'd say that modern feminism is probably the worst thing that happened to femmes in the last 50 years. I mean, how bad can modern feminists be? One of the strongest urges in man is to be attracted to the femme. But modern feminisms have turned these femmes into angry, horrible people. Even man is walking away. Modern feminism tells femmes that they're victims, even from the get-go. And of course, they're not victims. They have always had more advantages than men. But they are losing a lot of their advantages now, through feminism. And a lot of femmes out there now are truly victims to feminism. And of course, with feminism comes wokeness, doesn't it? They go hand in hand. And feminism and wokeness together is very toxic, and it's destroying every institution in our countries. The modern femmes are like lemmings. They're all heading to the edge of the cliff, and some of them have already fallen off. And I, for one, don't give a damn. Femmes have lost all morality and accountability, and we see that everywhere, don't we, guys? Many years ago, I used to have respect for femmes, but the modern femme I have no respect for. It's hard to respect somebody who thinks they're better than you. And has done nothing to prove it. And the end result of this modern feminism will be femmes who are living alone. And there'll be a lot of men living alone too. But men like solitude. Femmes don't. So guys, it's a win-win situation for us. Actually, nobody wins, actually. But men are definitely in a far, far better place than femmes are today. But be careful out there, men, because the femmes are getting very, very desperate. You take it easy, guys.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingles all the way.
There is another one.
Jingle bells, Batman smells.
You don't remember that, do you?